T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We are watching right now, Lee, a total realignment of world powers.
Yeah, we are.
We are watching the rise of Russia as a superpower over Europe, and the decline, at least as far as Europe is concerned, of America's superpower status. And people don't understand this. Ah, Ukraine, whatever, you know, invasion. But everything that's going on right now, again, are things we have not seen in our lifetime. And the person asking the correct question was Hugh Hewitt on his radio show. He's talking to Senator Ben Sasse. It's the only place I've been able to find this spelled out so succinctly. Is Germany leaving NATO? Has Germany left NATO and replaced Russia as a superpower? And I would argue, yes, that all of those things have happened. For those not paying attention to what has happened, Germany and France tried the whole green energy thing. It failed abysmally and horrifically, rolling blackouts, Texas style, whole 9 yards. So they decided to pivot back to natural gas. And Germany in particular is dependent on Russia for natural gas. It comes on the Nord 1 pipeline. The Nord 2 pipeline will absolutely cement Russia's superpower status over Europe. Russia will be the guiding light of the, you know, and over the EU, much as we were coming out of World War II and for a lot of the last century, superpower status. That's Russia now. That's not us. And so what you see is an astonishing thing. You see Germany backing Russia and undermining Ukraine's ability to defend itself as Joe Biden pretty much completely takes America out of the picture entirely. It's a process that started with Joe in Afghanistan, but it's picking up here, and you can see what Germany's thinking. And they're not wrong that it is a better deal to cast your lot with Russia now going into this century than it is with America. I mean, Germany sees no future with the U.S., and they're building a relationship, a global influence with Russia. This is just a quick clip of that interview, Senator Ben Sasse. He's talking to Hugh Hewitt here, but they're absolutely right about this. Germany is literally blocking flights over Ukraine to deliver munitions. That is the control that Russia has now. They are part of the partnership. Tim, if you could turn the audio back on. We've not seen this before, with Russia leading as a superpower and us kind of out to lunch.
That you have Germany essentially working on behalf of the Russians to block different systems and weapons. And nobody knows who's leading any of the alliances right now because the Biden administration has gone so vacuous.
That was my second question. Has Germany effectively left NATO? And I am deadly serious. If they are preventing overflights of British supplies to Ukraine, and they're refusing to allow the Baltic states to send the mortars that Germany sold them to Ukraine, they are effectively returning to the position of Central Europe arbitrator between Russia and the West. They have left NATO, I believe.
It certainly feels, in a de facto way, maybe not a de jure way, but in a de facto way, it feels like Germany has tried to move to a pre-NATO time in history. And obviously that's a terrible time. I mean, the American people have not been brought along. It's a failure of leadership and our allies to do it. And the problem we face now is that the administration is so many months late to to this conversation, that you have Germany essentially working on behalf of the Russians to block different systems and weapons. And nobody knows who's leading any of the alliances right now because the Biden administration has gone so vacuous.
That was my second question.
So this is an astonishing thing to see. You're watching the rise of Russia as, at least for that part of the world, a superpower.
Yeah.
Replacing us, displacing us.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, as far as Europe's concerned right now, the superpowers in the world are Russia, China, and I think they like to think of themselves as a superpower.
And I think it's what's interesting is that the Russians and the Chinese have found a way to fight their adversaries with their adversaries funding the fight. And what I mean by that is that the EU is having to buy oil, natural gas, whatever, from Russia because they've got them pretty much held hostage thanks to the Biden administration. And we, as an American economy, purchase all the cheap labor and manufactured goods from China. So the European Union, NATO, and the U.S. are funding our biggest adversaries to fight against us.
Yeah.
I mean, that's literally what is going on here. If the U.S. stopped buying things from China, they'd collapse. If the European Union stopped buying natural gas or whatever from Russia, they'd be on the verge of collapse. So they've found a way to get their enemies to fund the fight against them.
This is a major, what you are watching right here. Now, you may not care about Ukraine and all of that, or see how it affects your life. But what you're watching is the decline on the world stage of America as a superpower. It is astonishing.
This goes back to the whole domino theory that was said about fighting communism in the 60s and 70s.
It does. And I mean, Russia isn't communist.
But I'm saying the whole theory was you fight communism wherever it is. Okay? What we're trying to do is to fight a socialistic economic capitalistic system that the Chinese and the Russians are trying to push onto these areas and of their influence. And we are trying to fight that, ostensibly, or we used to be during the Trump administration, on every basis. But it's similar to that whole domino theory that was talked about in foreign relations and defense policy back in the 60s and 70s with regard to Vietnam.
And it is, in some ways, I think you're right. The astonishing thing is Donald Trump held NATO together.
Yes.
Held Ukraine together, held back Russia, and was rebuilding NATO. NATO is now falling apart on Joe Biden's watch because we are a power vacuum.
Yeah.
And the thing that Germany needs to continue with and increase its manufacturing supremacy, which we are abandoning. I mean, we just watched manufacturing crater. All the gains gained under Trump wiped out, according to the New York Fed report that came out earlier this week. You want to know why there's volatility in the market? That's why. That just came out. That's what that's about. They're not talking about manufacturing today because that is what they don't want you to know. It happened under Joe. So meanwhile, you've got Germany retooling itself into a manufacturing powerhouse, preparing to bypass us as we crater, and they need Russian natural gas to do it. So Putin goes to Biden and goes, hey, like, we'd like to have the Nord 2, which every president before him has sanctioned, from Obama to Bush to Trump, and says, no, you could totally have it. No, go ahead and have it. And this is why, once they got that, they're able to invade Ukraine. Before, they couldn't invade Ukraine. They can now. Because Russia knows Germany needs it. So bottom line, the de facto leader, the last century was the century of America as a superpower, okay?
Yep.
That's over. This is a century where Russia will dominate Europe as a superpower.
At the very least, what they refer to as a unilateral, a multilateral,
Yeah, with Russia driving the truck.
Yeah.
And China very much in the back seat at this point.
And once NATO crumbles, of course they will blame Donald Trump for its failure.
Which is a joke. It's a joke.
Yeah, exactly. Because if anything,
right now,
Donald Trump helped to keep NATO relevant. And I will always ask this question, not that I want them to see them have anything to do, but where are the useless nations, the UN? Absolutely absent.
Nowhere.
There is nothing going on. Now, part of that is because Russia is a member of the UN Security Council as one of the founding members, and it has veto power. That's one of the problems and also one of the benefits of that whole organization and why it's still around. But it's absolutely useless. The useless nations, I will always call them that. The UN has done nothing. We have an international crisis going on, and where has the UN been? Nowhere.
Well,
nothing.
And UN used to be an organization dominated by us.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
So who is calling the shots right now in Europe? This is the bottom line. Putin is. Putin is calling the shots. Germany, the lion of Europe, the leader of the EU, is following behind Putin like a like they're on, you know, a dog leash.
Right.
And we are nowhere. And so we are sending a few thousand troops to try to look relevant. That's where we are. But if you want to know who owns who, let me you just need to see one article this morning. You'll understand who owns who. Ted Cruz tried to stop this in the Senate a few weeks ago, and he floated a bill to try to sanction the Nord 2, right, and stop that pipeline. And the Democrats voted in lockstep to let Russia have the pipeline into Germany. So all you global warming fanatics who think that you're voting to combat global warming when you vote for the Democrats, you're not.
No.
This just came out. Okay, so the Republicans are voting to stop the pipeline, and the Democrats are voting to let Putin have it. It's the last piece of the puzzle he needs to be able to invade Ukraine. That vote might as well have been, hey, would you like Putin to invade Ukraine or not? Vote yes or no. Democrats voted yes on a party line vote. Okay, then this comes out this morning. Chuck Schumer, he's the head of the Democrats in the Senate. Chuck Schumer receives campaign donations from Russian pipeline-linked affiliates. So they have been purchased. Because all our leaders up there in Washington are for purchase for whatever, you know, wannabe superpower wants them to run us over with a steamroller.
Who's colluding with Russia now, huh?
It's Chuck Schumer!
Exactly.
And in Biden!
You can't make this stuff up.
You can't! It's so bad that Tablet magazine is looking at all the evidence that I have laid out in the recent months about this and literally asking with a straight face, they're not joking, does Russia have something on Biden? I'm like, you're getting closer.
Yeah.
You're getting closer. Keep going. Biden and all the rest of the Democrats, keep going. They just bought us. They bought our leaders. We don't even own our leaders. And I hate to break it to y'all. We're not a superpower anymore this morning. Not as far as Europe's concerned. I mean, it's amazing to watch Germany block the munitions going to Ukraine, block the flights by the UK over the Ukraine.
Anybody remember the Berlin airlift?
I mean,
apparently not.
Yeah, so superpower days are numbered. Putin's Russia has far more influence over Europe. Right now, you are watching it. And if they want to invade Ukraine, Germany will say, sure, fine. Germany is the leader of the EU de facto, so everybody else will go along. They might whine about it, but they will. So we just lost our superpower status, and I don't even think – we're so damn dumb. I don't even think – our media keeps us stupid. We're not stupid people. I don't even think anybody knows. Except maybe this audience and some people who listen to Hugh Hewitt, I guess.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's happening again, folks. Malta has the fourth highest vaccination rate on Earth. Basically, almost everybody there is vaccinated. And it's totally working. Oh, wow. record per capita COVID-19 death rate? That is so weird. Israel, which is on its fourth vaccine, we're only on our third. They're a little ahead there. They're on the fourth Pfizer vaccine. Just shattered the world record per capita for cases. That's weird. It's like, it's really weird. It just seems like the more you vaccinate, the sicker you get as a country. I wonder if anybody's look into this, because you could prove it with math. Nah, that'd be actual science. Never mind. I'll move on. Nobody would ever do that. It would make sense. We don't ever do anything that makes sense because we just don't. Well, we do in America, but only when it's our only option. And we've tried every other stupid way. I'm not being sarcastic. Literally, that's how we operate as a country. Meanwhile, this video has gone viral on social media. It's two women, and you could tell it's in America by the guy's accent. And you could tell the other two are from, they sound German. They seem to have some English. They're wearing those surgical masks, which, as we now know, do not work. Okay, this is well-established. FDA, CDC, we're done here. Doesn't work. But nobody told them. And so they're attacking this black dude, hitting him with their phone because he's on an elevator with them and he's not wearing a mask. Now, here's the incredible part. He was on the elevator first. And when he tries to point this out to them, they start screaming Black Lives Matter and hitting him because he won't put on a mask. But this is the level to which some people have been driven insane in our society. Is the audio on? You got to hear this. This poor guy. I feel bad. He's so polite. And maybe because these women are older. And they're even hitting him, trying to get him to put the mask on. And I have no idea. The surgical mask they wear, I mean, they've got the whole big gap on the side. It doesn't do a thing. It's a decoration, like a party decoration. But beyond that, no, it doesn't work. Here we go. This is how crazy the media has driven some people.
Courtney, I don't know you. Yo, you need to stop.
Get out.
I'm not getting out. I was
yes,
here.
Yes, you are.
Get out.
Get out.
Yo, get stop.
Out. Get out.
What are you guys doing?
Get out.
What are you guys doing?
Get out.
What's wrong
with
you?
Get out.
Don't touch me.
I'm sorry. Oh, God, you should see the video. It's on my Twitter feed. This poor guy, he's just minding his business. He's not wearing a mask. And they get on the elevator, and they want him to leave. They beat him because he won't put on a mask. And then they start screaming, Black Lives Matter. What the heck? But, folks, these people are quite crazy. Anyway, you got to read it. It's two old women who think their mask is doing something. So many people still so confused. Texter writes, Tara, I predict Russia and China will take over car production in the U.S. So says Dave. Hey, you know, anything is possible at this point. Absolutely anything is possible at this point. By the way, and the media is not telling you this, which is how you know it's the most important thing. And we're going to get into this on the show. You saw what happened with the stock market yesterday, right? Well, some of that is because they're mad at Jerome Powell, the Fed chairman, because he's going to do rate hikes so we don't end up in hyperinflation like Venezuela. And they're mad about that because that's going to kneecap the real estate industry, right? Yeah, well, but it's a funny thing. They didn't get mad when Joe was spending the money that caused us to have this kind of inflation. They were totally cool with it, which is weird. But the other reason, and they're not telling you this, is that manufacturing has ground to a virtual halt. Almost all the gains we made under Trump were erased. And there was a big New York Fed report that just came out that said that. And that's what has whacked the supply, the markets out over the last week and a half. They're not telling you that because they don't want you to know Joe destroyed manufacturing. We'll get into that coming up. Remember when I began warning on the Battleground podcast and on this show too? That as areas of the country, and I've been saying this for a year, became unlivable, it would begin to affect us economically. It's really easy to say, well, you know, I live in South Carolina, so it doesn't bother me. But yeah, the problem is that when people around the world invest, whether it's through our stock market or in other ways, a lot of times they're investing in businesses with multiple locations in the United States of America, whether that's retail, manufacturing. They're not just, you know, in one red area. They're red and blue areas. So, I mean, at this wild lifestyle they have adopted in blue areas, with total tolerance and maybe in some cases celebration for crime that the left is just into right now, it affects the entire bottom line of the whole country. Here's just today's example. There'll be another one tomorrow. Today's jaw-dropping criminal example. And like I said, there'll be another one tomorrow, if not two or three from these blue areas. Headline from the UK Daily Mail, carjackings soar by up to, are you ready for this, 510% in major U.S. cities, including but not limited to Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, New Orleans. They're all experiencing disturbing spikes in crime. Okay, you put the spikes in crime, just the absolute utter lawlessness of it. And remember, when I'm talking about it, it's not just, well, I get carjacked on my way to the factory. It's not that. And do you remember the video footage of them looting entire streets? Do you remember Saks Fifth Avenue in New York and they're having to erect a barrier in front of it because they can't stop them? If you wanted to invest in Saks Fifth Avenue, how can you do it? I mean, you'd have to start, if you're an international investor, looking up, okay, well, wait, what cities do they have stores in? That's where we're headed as a country. There's no like, well, I'm here in South Carolina, so it doesn't affect me. You see a stock market? It affects you. Unfortunately, till we get some kind of national or regional divorce here economically, and folks, I'm telling you, economics is going to begin to drive this. It really will. You cannot live with them. They are insane. But if you want to know the part of the story, and that's what I specialize in, what is the media not telling you? What are they not telling you about the volatility that we saw last week in the stock market and that we saw yesterday? What is going on they're not talking about? Well, they're talking about inflation, talking about other stuff. And you're kind of like, well, what? Inflation, I mean, we've been dealing with that for months. Why the volatility now? Because that's not all that drove it. That's not all that drove it. I'll tell you what did drive it, and it's this. Manufacturing in the United States of America, according to the New York Fed, essentially erased all the gains made under Trump. Oh, you didn't hear that on the news? Yeah, they don't want you to know, because you'll blame Biden. Now, if this had happened under Trump, it'd be on a loop 24-7. This is how this works. Let me give you just a couple of the headlines, okay? Let's go back to January 3rd. Headline, U.S. manufacturing slumps to weakest since 2020 as shortages hit production and delays the press order. So that's how it started in January. But the markets, for the most part, ignored it. Then there was this, and this was the real killer. January 18th, New York Fed survey shows manufacturing growth abruptly stalled. That's a mess right there. Wow. So this is the New York Federal Reserve Bank. And they were predicting a decline slightly, manufacturing numbers 31.9 to about a 26, right? I mean, so it still means we're in a positive territory, maybe a little slowed down, though, from Omicron, right? They thought it'd go from 31.9 to 26. You know what it went to? From 31.9 to negative 0.7. Do I have your attention now? Well, wait, that sounds like a near total collapse of manufacturing in the United States. Why, yes, it is. Now, the biggest thing that drove that collapse that nobody saw coming, because Biden's the president, right, was a lack of factory orders. They're not getting orders. Do you have any idea what the supply chains will look like in the coming months? I mean, yeah, we sell stuff overseas, but 2/3 of what we consume here is made here. Y'all? And they're not telling you the implications of this. Wait, no orders. Very few orders. Wouldn't that mean they're not going to be, like, making stuff? Uh-huh. Yeah, that's pretty much what it meant. See, the volatility yesterday was in reaction to this. Oh, they didn't tell you manufacturing has collapsed, and Biden has basically managed to erase a lot of the gains. Part of what did it was these constant Shutdown, open up. Shutdown, open up. Wear a mask. Don't wear a mask. You need a vaccine passport. No, you don't. Yes, you do. In these blue states. But it's absolute chaos. Here is economist Steve Cortez explaining. I mean, this is on War Room yesterday, but it's just absolutely jaw-dropping destruction. So where we are historically financially right now, and again, they will not tell you this on CNBC or CNN Business, is that all the gains Trump made were erased. What is astonishing is that this didn't happen under COVID. I mean, it did briefly, like in April of 2020, but it came right back. It's not coming back. Not now. Here's Steve Cortez.
Today from the New York Fed. Similar survey, except this one focuses on manufacturing. This is manufacturing for the state of New York. It's known as the Empire Survey. It's been around for decades. A lot of people on Wall Street pay a lot of attention to the Empire Survey from the New York Fed on manufacturing data. Now, unfortunately, like that services sector index, we have the same kind of gap. Mind the gap, meaning expectations are way above reality, unfortunately, in Biden's miserable economic quagmire. But even worse than that, I think, even worse than the gap on this chart, for those who can see it, it has gone negative, meaning it is below zero. It is minus 0.7%.
Wow.
New York Fed manufacturing survey, and it has not been below zero. Steve, this is important. That chart goes back 2 years. It has not been below zero since the spring of 2020 lockdowns. So all of the gains, all of the recovery off of the spring of 2020 lockdowns, all of that goodwill, all of that economic activity, all of the prosperity that was being built in the Trump boom 2.0, which did carry into the first few months of the Biden administration, that has been squandered. And this isn't my opinion again. This is from the New York Fed. We have gone negative on manufacturing in this country for the first time since the spring of 2020 lockdown. So that is, you know, look, we like to connect the dots right on this show, Steve. Let's connect the dots between what's happening, what's going on Main Street as revealed by these charts we're showing.
That's astonishing. So that's not just not COVID. COVID didn't do this. We still had COVID when we came back. This is Joe Biden. This is a man-caused disaster. And at the same time, we have 140 Democrats and Republicans right now signing on to a demand that Joe Biden drop the tariffs on Chinese goods. They want to put China back in the driver's seat and get rid of all the Trump gains. And it's so bizarre to me, folks, that we live in a country where our elites don't want our country to succeed. It is astonishing. I can't wrap my mind around it, but that's where we live. And that is what happened to the market this week. Yesterday, and of last week. See, they never tell you what you need to know because you might figure out what's going on. And then you'd be able to figure out who's responsible, and they don't want you to figure that out. And of course, the other thing is inflation, and Jerome Powell correctly, you know, breaking it to him, when you dump trillions of dollars of monopoly money into the market, you got to do rate hikes. I mean, you got to. It wasn't free. And people freaking out, that jerk Jerome Powell. No, it's not Jerome Powell's fault. Call your Congress member. It's their fault. Not Jeff Duncan's. He didn't vote for this junk, and neither did William Timmons. But the Democrats did. Well, now you got to pay for it. Stimulus bill, infrastructure bill, that was monopoly money, $4 trillion worth of monopoly money. We haven't even spent the stimulus yet. Oh, my God. We're at 7% inflation now? Can't imagine what it's going to be after we spend the infrastructure bill stuff. So did you ever have a roommate? Did you have more than one? I had several roommates. I think I only truly got along, like felt comfortable living with, I don't know, like one or two of them. Most of them not. I was glad when it was over. It wasn't anything bad, but it was just. When you think about it, it is amazing. Any marriage lasts. No. Because think about it. You got to be roommates. That's got to work, right? Just the day-to-day grind of that. You got to have compatible living styles, basically. And can you imagine, of all the roommates you had and how hard that many of them were to live with, can you imagine having to share a checking account with that person in addition to rooming with them? Rooming with them was hard enough. And then you got to raise kids together. I mean, that involves meshing life philosophies. That's tough. But apparently one of the hardest things to do together, and I actually get this, according to this poll, is to decide what to eat. You know what's funny? When you watch all those, like, you know, rom-com movies or whatever, people talk about The One, blah, blah, blah. You know, nobody thinks to ask, hey, what do you crave on a regular basis? What do you eat? And it's a funny thing. After you know, being with my husband for over 20 years, that craving the same stuff at the same time is so important. It's one of those creature comforts, but, man, there's nothing worse than having to eat something you don't want to eat when you're craving something else you want. Anyway, top four things that add stress to a relationship, to a marriage, food-related arguments. And they are, who should cook dinner? Number seven. Number six, what the grocery budget should be. Number five, what groceries to buy. Number four, what to cook for dinner. Number three, one of us followed a recipe incorrectly. Or did we? See, there's an argument right there. Number two, my partner doesn't cook as often as I'd like them to. And number one, just what to eat in general. You put all that together, and honestly, it's a wonder any marriage survives. Roommates sharing a checking account, which means sharing the financial outcomes. And then you got to decide what to eat. Is love enough to overcome that? I don't know. I'm not joking, but people do, and that's a miracle. That's why I love these success stories. Like, I love this one. Someone just texted me. My husband and I have been married 45 years. That is so cool. We live in a van and travel. I guess she means they did travel. We live in a van and travel for 2.5 years. You choose to love each other, but you've got to like each other to live that way. Okay, that to me, that is amazing, okay? After 45 years of marriage, you're like, you know what? Let's downsize into a very small space. How about a van? Yeah, that sounds great. Let's get in one and travel across the country. And they've had a ball. So I had a follow-up. I mean, sometimes it's just intriguing stuff on the text line. So I text, are you still traveling around the USA? That's so cool. That's my dream, which it is. That is totally my dream. I know it's cheesy. I want the whole thing. I want the RV, and I want the road, and I want to go see it. I want to do it with my husband. That's what I want to do. We talk about it all the time. I hope it happens. Probably never will. I'll probably just follow the kids wherever they go. But it is my dream, and I hope it happens. And some days I think, man, if it doesn't happen, I'm going to be so bummed. So it's awesome to see these two have done it. Anyway, she writes, yeah, we have friends and family all over and sometimes park in their driveways. That's so cool. I survived my second round of COVID. We came to Florida to recuperate, but still cold. Oh, so you're like the rest of the country. Everybody's in Florida now. It's basically what's left of the United States. Anyway, love to know for you, what is that struggle for you? Is it what to eat together? Texter writes, also, you have to be best friends. Yeah, I mean, at a minimum, you're just not going to make it. Texter writes, Americans are bored and spoiled. Boy, you know what? Okay, so hold on. I can do two topics at once. That is a different topic. Yes, this is the problem. We're bored and spoiled. We're these major problems, right? They aren't that actually that hard to fix. That's the thing. Most of our major problems are caused by Washington political corruption. We could get rid of them if we wanted to. But we're bored with our problems. No, but I think this is actually a thing. We're bored with our problems. And we would rather obsess over pronouns or, critical race theory or just other stupid stuff. Texter writes, back to your conversation this morning about liver mush. I'm against it, by the way. Not in support of liver mush. Scrapple is a good one as well. I don't think I want to know what that is. That does not sound good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.